Antigua, Armenia, Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Chechnya, Hungary, Ireland, Japan, Latvia, Mexico, Nigeria, Philippines, Russia, Slovenia, South Africa, United States.
Greetings, netizens around the world. The planet is once again listening to the technology show for Generation E, McWilliams Cyberline, coming at you around the world via the internet and coast to coast via satellite on the USA Radio Network. By the way, I need you to shut our door. Here he comes. Quietly. Quietly. To catch a...
the squeakiest door in the world can't be shut quietly.
Of course it knew. To catch a mouse, make a noise like cheese. And there goes the door. Anyway, greetings, netizens. This is McWilliams, presenter here, and Video Bob with me as well. Got a whole bunch of stuff I'm going to talk about tonight. Now, something I got to tell you. Our social media czarina, forgive me, I did not know this before we had talked, but she has posted the toll-free number to call us on the air. Please disregard that at this time. You can definitely get a hold of us through our Facebook page at facebook.com. You can also go to Cyberline USA on Twitter and leave anything that you want that we can answer as well. The reason I say that is we have
did
had a...
someone not pay the phone bill?
We have a problem with the Comrex stack.
What's Comrex?
Comrex is the company that makes the phones for radio that have all the little blinky lights and stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's
to
cool
catch
stuff.
Everything. Yeah. Well, it's all, you know, it's not the old school. It's all IP and all of that.
Sure. Yeah.
And for some reason, the stack got blown and they're still working on it, which is ironic because I was on with Charlie Jones. I think it was Tuesday night. And we were talking about that whole deal that ProPublica had come out with, which we're going to touch on a little bit tonight, where they had somehow illegally gotten tax returns of Jeff Bezos, George Soros, Elon Musk, and others.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I went on, was supposed to be on with him, and the phones didn't work. And so he's frantically texting me going, dude, we've got 2 minutes. What's going on? Where are you? And I had to call him and say, dude, I'm getting problems with the phone. And so I clean fed myself through clean feed at the top of the hour, and came in through the system and talked to him that way, and got that all done. So they've been having issues with the phone, and I do apologize on that. So at this time, you know, if you see what our czarina, social media czarina has posted, this is something we do all the time. But unfortunately, I did not know that the phones were still down. So just catch us through Facebook at facebook.com/cyberlinenet. Or you can send us email, host2020@cyber-line.com, and, of course, Cyberline USA on Twitter, and be able to answer any of your questions, anything from there. All right, so with that said, Bob, what do you got?
Oh, we had Apple. They had their big conference this week.
Yeah.
Lots of cool stuff came out there, but, you know, frankly, I wasn't all that excited. You know, some of the stuff they came out with new features. Glad to see that.
Yeah.
But I wasn't just overly thrilled with everything they came out with.
What? There's no iPhone 13?
Well, they're coming out with their Mac OS 15, iOS 15 release. Release date somewhere in the future. But they did have some neat new features. I guess a Do Not Disturb, which on their texting. They had some new features in their FaceTime. They did have one feature I like. Well, a couple features I like. But in FaceTime, they've got it to where now if you click on... a link, they've got FaceTime links. So everyone out there that could never use FaceTime because you don't have a Apple phone, you got an Android phone, right?
Right.
Well, their FaceTime links, they use the web interface. So what you'll be able to do is browsers today are super powerful. They are awesome. And what it does is it sends out a link and it will allow you on Android to use the browser as your phone. So you can FaceTime over the browser, FaceTime links. Very cool.
Yeah, I saw there are a lot of features where they're trying to catch up with Zoom.
Yeah, well, they've got they had another feature in there to where if you're on a Zoom call or, well, a FaceTime call, you're able to hook together all you're able to initiate like an audio to where the music that you're playing, the streaming service that you've got, you click on it and you're able to send it and everybody all across the your phone conversation, they see the same video or listen to the same audio. So right. You're all watching it together. So it makes a much more interesting and robust situation. So there were some interesting things that came up, but was it things that I thought was revolutionary? Like, hey, we've got this new thing called the iPhone. No, I didn't see that yet. But, you know, there was such a big leap with the iPhone and that screen and everything.
I was expecting to hear more products with the M1 chip coming out.
Yeah, they're really pushing
but
the M1 chip.
They didn't have anything spectacular in that line.
They did have one more feature that I thought was really notable. And that was that if you've got a notebook and then you bring in, you know, you got an iPad too. Well, guess what? You can set the iPad up to, you know, next to your notebook. And then I didn't understand how the connection is made, but you're able to connect your notebook over to the iPad and you can use the, you can start dragging and dropping things that are on your notebook onto the iPad. So it seamlessly integrates.
Almost like two screens and then be able to drag and drop across.
It's like two screens, but it's two separate computers. I thought that was a really slick deal. They also brought in one of the Mac desktop machines too. So they put that on the left side. And I was like, whoa, that is pretty slick. That's cool. So lots of nifty, lots of nifty things. I don't know. It was nifty.
Yeah.
There was nifty stuff there.
Worth watching.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
I like that. I'll think about more stuff that came up, but those were the key things that I thought that okay, I could use that. I always want a bigger Mac OS screen. I can use that. So it's coming along nicely, and we're looking at different aspects. Oh, they also had something called Focus Time, to where you can everybody's got that now. You've seen Teams. It's got Focus Time. You're trying to focus, and it tries to set up things as Do Not Disturb, to where you can't get, you're not getting messages while you're focusing. And that's handy, too. What else? Yeah, those were the key things. I thought that they were not bad. All in all, Mac always does their great. Oh, one more thing. And I just don't know if this is going to be a good feature or not. Okay, I've got a Fitbit. And about, 2 weeks, maybe a month ago, I finally added a credit card to my Fitbit. So whenever I go into, I can go running now. I don't have to take a credit card with me. I can use my watch as my credit card. I just go in, I type in the little PIN number on my watch. You know, I tell it I need to use the wallet. I type in my PIN number on the watch, and then I hover the Fitbit over the credit card reader, and I've done it several times,
wow.
And it works great. It's really slick. Well, Apple has the same thing on their watch, but they're adding a new feature in there to where, guess what? If you need to have your driver's license proof of identification with you, you can add it into your wallet. So you're able to go in and they're trying to, it sounds like they're going to get TSA to where they're accepting it. They're trying to get other states on board. I didn't see the whole list of who they've got on board with this, but they're trying to get driver's licenses on the device that you've got and accept it that way. I think it can be done. The thing that we always get into is security. We got to accept the fact that that this is going to be a valid driver's license. I mean, I can Photoshop a license if I wanted to.
Yeah.
But we need to make sure that all this stuff is secure and that when we go into, wherever to buy, to show off our driver's license, we need to make sure it's, we've got, voter integrity. We've got to have all sorts of financial integrity. We just need to make sure that whenever, if we do this and we start accepting the licenses over a watch, you know, just your Apple Watch or
yeah, I've seen some states have done a deal where, like, if you have a copy of your driver's license in your phone and you can present it to the patrolman or whatever, you know, pulls you over or whatever, then that shows, you know, proven it's valid. Not every state has that. Take that as validity. But you're starting to see a lot of states passing that in their legislatures and allowing them to do it, which I think is a good idea.
Well, overall, it is a good idea, and especially if you can
especially if you get your wallet.
Yeah, especially if you go to, well, that too. But no, it's like when I go running. I think this is the best thing since sliced bread from the standpoint of I do not have to keep a Visa card with me.
Right.
And if I could all of a sudden not have to have my driver's license too, I think that would be very handy. I'd love to be able to do both things and allow myself to be able to just use my watch for all these things.
And a lot of your automobile insurance places are also setting it up to where they have your
proof of insurance
card on file and be able to show that on a phone. And
I've done that a number of times with the whenever I'm trying to get my car inspected.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that in instead, and I just connect up to, in my case, it's State Farm. Just show them that, and it worked great.
It used to be I forgot mine. I had to fax it to the mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And now they don't have to do that. I just pull up on the phone and say, look, there it is.
Hey, cool. Not bad.
Then they take a picture of it from their phone and then print it out or something and add it to it.
Right. Well, being able to use your identification, be able to use your Visa, being able to use all these things over the phone, either your phone or your watch, very handy features. So, yeah, that they're bringing in the driver's license aspect to a wallet, as long as they can get the same integrity, as long as they're able to assure that this is who they say they are. And, you know, you've got the other side, too, to where it's not just, you don't have to depend on just the iPhone side or the Android side whenever someone does this stuff. You've also got the other side. They can bring, if you do get pulled over or anything, they can bring up your driver's license too. So if you know your number or you present the driver's license to them, even if it's virtual, they can look it up and verify the information on there. So all in all, not bad. They've got those features in there. Like I said, focus time to where it narrows you down to where you're not getting all of the different things. Oh, another feature on the focus time is it when you're texting somebody, they had it set up to where you'll receive a message that says, this person is focusing. You know, they're not going to receive this message right now. They'll receive it later. So a lot of handy things.
They're busy using their brain. Come back later.
Yeah. Let's see, wallet, driver's license. Those were the key things that I remember out of watching it. It was a lot of fun to see the different things that they've got. FaceTime was huge in there. But all in all, the different things like that.
Okay.
Worked out.
There you go. All right, so we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about some other things as well. You're listening to Mick Williams Cyberline. We'll be back. Mick Williams Cyberline with you. Host 2020 at cyber-line.com, facebook.com/cyberlinenet, and Twitter, Cyberline USA. As I mentioned before, I'm not giving the phone number out tonight, mainly because our system that handles the phones is down being repaired. And as soon as we get that back up, we will let you know. Here's a nice little one. Apple has been talking up its new lossless audio support in Apple Music. When it was announced, they say you will be able to hear the exact same thing that the artist created in the studio. But Eddie Q, Apple's senior vice president of internet software and services, who heads up the service, now mind you, he's like senior vice president over there. He says He's not convinced it's such a big deal. According to Billboard, he spoke to him recently and says, the reality of lossless is if you take 100 people and you take a stereo song in lossless and you take a song that's been in Apple Music that's compressed, I don't know if it's 99 or 98. Can't tell the difference. For the difference of lossless, our ears aren't that good. Yeah, there are a set of people who have these incredible ears, and that's one piece of it. There's the other piece of it, which is, do you have the level of equipment that you can really tell the difference? It requires very, very high quality stereo equipment. What you find is, for somebody who's a true, for example, classical connoisseur, they may be able to tell the difference in lossless. I can't tell personally. I do the blind test all the time with the team. I can't tell. Now, on the subject of spatial audio, however, Apple's new immersive audio standard that offers support for Dolby Atmos, Q is much more effusive. I've been waiting for something in music that was a real game changer, he says. Quality of audio has not been able to really rise because there hasn't been anything out there. When you listen to it, it truly is differentiated to everybody. It doesn't matter whether you're 8 years or old or 80 years old. Everyone can tell the difference, and everyone knows this one sounds better than the other one. And the analogy to that is obviously the first time you ever saw HD on television. You knew which one was better because it was obvious. And we've been missing that in audio for a long time. There really hasn't been anything that's been substantial. We'll talk about lossless and other things, but ultimately, there's not enough difference. But when you listen for the first time, and you can see what's possible with Dolby Atmos with music, it is a true game changer. And so when we listen to it for the first time, we realize this is a big, big deal. It makes you feel like you're on stage, standing next to the singer. It makes you feel like you might want to be to the left of the drummer, to the right of the guitarist. It creates this experience that almost in some ways you never really had unless you're lucky enough to be really close to somebody playing the music.
Oh, I understand.
So the VP says, eh.
Well, you know, a lot of these people, you know, I can't tell the difference in a lot of the music that's out there.
Oh, I can.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, but, I mean, think about this. If you look at all the compression they use on video nowadays, and you can, depending on how much you compress it, there can be huge differences. But there's also the fact that they've been advancing video to the point where they've really got a lot of fidelity in compressed video. And that is, you're, you know, granted, you can have lossless video versus compressed video, but the compressed video is really good nowadays because they're doing separate things like, okay, the background doesn't change. They don't mess with it. They give you a high fidelity picture of the background. And then they focus in on just the areas of the screen that change. And once they do that, they're even getting to the point where they used to do it as squares, right?
And right.
They do a square here, square here, square. No, they're even actually rotating that square to where you've got parallelograms or polygons, you know, polygons that are saying, okay, let's just change this section of the screen and compressing it that way.
Well, when ATSC comes out 3.0 here soon, the Atmos is going to be a standard for them, for the sound. But, you know, even with, like, CDs, my ears are so sensitive. We used to have CDs of classical music that were taken off of analog.
Uh-huh.
And you could hear people turning pages on the music stands.
Oh, wow.
Or accidentally bumping with an instrument. It was that good.
Cool.
And so the sound has come a long way. All right, we'll be right back.